This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Love that caused stones to speak. Love that caused trees to weep. Love that caused, this is heading number three, love that caused trees to move from their places. This is a reality, my brother, my sister. This is not Lord of the Rings. This is not something hocus pocus or Harry Potter. This is a reality. The narration I'm going to share with you now, this is in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah. It's a very authentic narration. It happened. Jabir, he said, we were traveling with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hatta nazalna ala wadin afyah, till we arrived at a valley that was so fragrant. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to relieve himself, to respond to the call of nature. He said, and I was following him carrying a container of water. And he looked around to find anything which he could cover himself with. He couldn't find anything. So he looked to the right side of the valley. He saw a tree by itself, and the other end of the valley there was another tree. So he made his way to one of the two trees. Jabir said, I followed him, and I saw that he was pulling one of the tree trunks or one of the branches from the tree. And then he said to the tree, he spoke to the tree. He said to it, Inqadi ma'i bi'idhnillah, follow me by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَانْقَادَتْ لَهُ كَالْبَعِيرِ الْمَخْشُوشِ الَّذِي يُصَانِعُ قَائِدَهُ. And therefore the tree began to pull itself out from the soil, obeying him, following him like the animal that is obedient to its master. Holding the hand of a tree and walking with it till he got to the other side of the valley. He got to the other side of the valley. He took one of the tree trunks, one of the branches from the tree. He pulled it. He said, Inqadi ma'i bi'idhnillah, follow me by the permission of Allah. It began to follow him. Now he is walking in the middle of the valley with two trees behind him. And then he got to the middle of the valley. And then he said, Ilta'ima alayya bi'idhnillah, cover me by the permission of Allah. So they began to cover him, the leaves and the branches, till he was non-visible. Jabir, he said, I realized that I was looking. So I quickly gave him my back and I began to play with some stones, waiting for him to finish. And then I looked back at some point and I saw him walking towards me. He had relieved himself and the two trees had returned back to the two ends of the valley. La ilaha illallah. Love that caused trees to move from their places. And that wouldn't be the first nor the last time that this would happen. Ya'al ibn Murrah, another companion, he said, three things I will never forget seeing in front of me happening with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said one of them was a day when we were traveling with him alayhi salatu wasallam, and then he was resting to camp. And when he was asleep, a tree got up from its place and began to move, pulling itself out from the soil, ripping the roots out from the earth and walking as if it was a human being till it got to right in front of him, and then it covered him. He was asleep. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my brothers. Every time you hear his name, say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the tree removed itself and went back to its place. When he woke up, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya'al ibn Murrah, he said to the Prophet ﷺ, when you are asleep, you won't believe what happened. X, Y, and Z happened. He said to me, yeah, this is not strange. He said, Tilka shasharatun ista'dhanat rabbaha bi an tusallima ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa adina laha. He said, this was a tree that sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give salam to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so Allah gave it permission. A tree is yearning to give salam to the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So how can we become stingy, brothers and sisters, and not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar.